certainly appreciate the presence of each and every one this morning. We do have visitors among us, and we are delighted that you've chosen to come our way, and we hope that you'll be encouraged and that you'll return during each and every opportunity that you may have. Thank you, David, for that very good prayer that you led us in a few moments ago, brother. Appreciate that good prayer. Appreciate Max leading us in that very uplifting hymn, Faith is the Victory. And appreciate that good reading from the scripture there in Mark chapter 4 that Doug just read for us a few moments ago. And I encourage you to keep your Bibles open there to Mark chapter 4. We're going to spend all our time there this morning as we prepare to engage in a study titled, Do Not Lose Faith in the Midst of the Storm. You see, as most of all of us are aware of, there are all sorts of storms that come into our lives at various times throughout our lives. No one is exempt from the storms of life. We all will go through them, and we all will experience them. And it's important to note that some of these storms of life that we will experience, some of them will be mild in nature, and some of them will be readily prepared for. However, most of the storms in life that will come upon us, they will come without warning. And they will be furious in nature. And most of the time, we're going to be unprepared for it. Although we may not always be prepared for the storms of life that come upon us, and although we may never understand why such a furious storm has come upon us, the fact of the matter is, we're all going to face storms of life. And the key through it all is faith. Just as we sung just a few moments ago, faith is the victory. Amen. And the key to getting through the storms of life is faith. Therefore, my beloved brethren, we must never, and I repeat, we must never lose faith in the midst of the storm. Knowing that, let's take some time this morning to examine Mark's account of Jesus calming the storm. And let's notice some valuable lessons of application from this account that can help us not lose faith in the midst of the storm. And I begin by suggesting to us this morning that we need to be mindful of the fact that when the storm comes upon us, we must not forget what Jesus has said he means, and it will happen. You see, did you notice the key words that Jesus said to his disciples there in verse 35? Look back at the text there in verse 35. And by the way, just to set the stage for the context here, we see in this chapter where Jesus has been talking to his disciples in parables. He's been speaking parables to them. And it says here in verse 35, on the same day, that being the same day that he was teaching them in parables, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Did you catch that? You see, we see here where Jesus, before the storm even came upon his disciples and him while he was in that boat, assured them of the fact that they were going to cross over to the other side. That's key. And we see that here in verse 35 where Jesus said, let us cross over to the other side. Jesus had already told them they're going to make it. You're going to get to the other side. And fast forwarding down there to chapter 5 and verse 1, we see that they did come to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. It happened. Jesus said that they were going to cross over when he said, let us cross over. He knew they were going to get there. The thing of it is, he did not tell his disciples what they were going to have to go through in order to get there. You see, there's an application there for us, brethren. The application for us is the fact that just as Jesus had told his disciples that they were going to cross over to the other side, and it happened, Jesus too has told us some things. He has told us that in this world, we are going to have tribulation. He tells us that in John chapter 16 and verse 33. He says, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Why, Jesus? Because I have overcome the world. Remember that. Jesus has told us that in this life we're going to experience the storms of life. There will be tribulation that will come upon us in this life. He didn't tell us exactly what's going to happen to us. He didn't tell us exactly what we're going to go through in this life. But he says, in this world, you will have tribulation. But you know what he did tell us? He has told us and he has promised us that if we keep the faith during the storms of life, that if we remain faithful unto death, that we will receive the crown of life. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Remember that, brethren, when the storm of life comes upon you, remember what Jesus has said. And remember, he means what he says and says what he means. And what he says will happen. But I also suggest to us another valuable lesson that we can learn from this account is the fact that when the storm is upon you, do not put your focus on how great the storm is, but put your focus upon how great the Lord our God is. You see, we learn going back here to the text that as the disciples and Jesus went out to sea, there in verse 37, a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into that boat so that it was already filling. You see, there was a great windstorm that came upon the disciples. And where do you think their focus was when the waves started to come into the boat and fill it? You think their focus was upon how great Jesus was who was in that boat with them? That wasn't where their focus was it? Their focus was upon how great that windstorm was. Their focus was upon the storm. And I recognize and I understand that when the storms of life come upon us, most of the time they are going to come without warning. And because they're going to come without warning, there's going to be times when it's going to be difficult for us to keep our focus upon where our focus needs to be at that time. I understand it's not always going to be easy. Just as it wasn't easy for the disciples when they were caught up in this great windstorm, when the waves started to come in and fill the boat. Be kind of hard not to focus on that at the moment, wouldn't it? But we need to be mindful of the fact that we need to recognize that it's when we stop focusing upon the Lord and start focusing upon the circumstances around us that is when we begin to lose faith. You see, when was it when the disciples began to lose faith? When those waves started to come into that boat and to fill it. When they started to focus upon how great that storm was, that's when they started to lose faith. And the same holds true for you and I, brethren. When the storms of life come upon us, and we start to focus upon the circumstances that is around us, that's when we too are going to start losing faith. We're mindful of Peter there in Matthew 14. As good Bible students, we learn there in Matthew 14 in verses 28 through 31 that as Peter and the disciples saw Jesus walking on water, remember what Peter said? He said, if it's you, Lord, call me to come out, walk to you. What did Jesus say to him? Come. What did Peter do? He got out of the boat and he walked on water. Peter walked on water. He was walking on water until what happened? Until he lost his focus on Jesus and put his focus on how boisterous the wind of the sea was. When he realized how boisterous the wind was, he became fearful, didn't he? He lost faith and he began to walk. Sink. The same's going to happen to you and I, brethren. When we put our focus upon the circumstance of the storm that is upon us. You see, there are going to be times when we too are going to be overtaken by the waves. There are going to be times when we too are going to be overtaken by the pain of the storm that is upon us. We're going to be overtaken by the uncertain scenario of the storm that is upon us. We're going to be overtaken by the loneliness of the storm that is upon us. We're going to be overtaken by the sorrow of the storm that is upon us. And when we start to focus upon that pain, loneliness, and sorrow of that storm, brother, that is when we too are going to lose faith and begin to sink. We need to be mindful of the need to always keep our focus upon our Lord when the storms of life come upon us. We need to be mindful of the need to always look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. You see, going back to Peter, he was okay as long as he kept his focus upon Jesus. But it was when he took his focus off Jesus and put his focus upon those circumstances that was around him that he began to sink. And the same's going to happen to you and I, brother. Therefore, we need to learn that when the storm of life comes upon us, no matter how great that storm may be, don't put your focus upon that storm, but keep your focus upon the Lord. Because as we see there in verse 41, the Lord, our God, is greater than any storm that can come upon us. His disciples knew that, as we see there in verse 41 when it says, "And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" It's important to note that that word fear found there in verse 41 is different than the word fearful in verse 40. In verse 40, when he asked, "Why are you so fearful?" That is in regard to them being scared. But in verse 41, the word fear there is in regard to them having awe. When they saw that Jesus calmed the storm, when they saw that the sea and the wind listened to him, obeyed him, they were in awe. They realized just how great the Lord is. And we need to be mindful of that, brethren, when the storms of life comes upon us. No matter how difficult or how great that storm may be, the Lord our God is greater than any storm we will ever face. But another valuable lesson that we need to be mindful of in the midst of the storm is we need to be mindful of the fact that when the storm is upon us, we need to remember that the Lord is with us. You see, we see during the account here of this great windstorm that Jesus was with his disciples. He was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, as we see here in verse number 38. Simply put, he was with them during this storm. And the application for you and I, brethren, is the fact that even when we may feel like we're all alone in the midst of the storm, even when we may feel like that nobody cares and nobody is with us, we are never alone. Jesus is going to be with us, brethren, in the midst of the storm. How do I know that? Because we learn there in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5 that the Lord himself has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We need to remember that in the midst of the storm. When the storm gets furious, the waves begin to crash into our boat, so to speak, remember, you're not alone. Remember that the Lord is present, that He is with you, and that He has promised not to leave your side. And we need to be remembered. Remembering the fact that as we go through the storm, that our Lord will be there with us through the storm. And it's because of that, because of being aware of the fact that the Lord is present, being aware of the fact that the Lord is by our side in the midst of the storm, that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What shall I fear? Hebrews 13, verse 6. Take confidence in that, brother. And remember, when the storms of life come upon you, remember the Lord is with you. But another lesson we can learn in regard to keeping the faith in the midst of the storm is we need to be mindful of the fact that when the storm comes upon us, not to be overcome with fear, and to know that the Lord does care about us. You see, going back there to the text in Mark chapter 4, we see in verse 38, where the disciples, they awoke Jesus and said to Him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Simply put, the disciples looked at Jesus' ability to sleep through the storm as like He didn't even care whether they survived or not. I venture to say there's been times when we felt like that before, when we've been through the storms of life. I venture to say that there's probably been a storm that we went through and we've even cried out and asked the Lord, "Don't you even care? Don't you know what I'm going through?" I venture to say we've been there, haven't we? Here we see where the disciples, in a sense, that's exactly how they felt when this great windstorm came upon them. They went to Jesus and were like, "Lord, don't you care that we're perishing?" You see, sometimes when we're going through life storms, we can feel that way, can't we? We can feel like God is far from us. We feel like that He doesn't even care. But the application for you and I is the fact that although sometimes we may feel and think that God doesn't care, we may feel like and think that God doesn't see or realize what we are exactly going through, we need to know that He does. He does care. And we need to be mindful of the fact that although we may sometimes feel like that He has turned a deaf ear to our prayers, we need to remember not to stop praying. We need to remember that He does hear us. And we need to remember that He does see every tear that falls from your eye. He hears. He sees. He knows what you're going through. And most importantly, He cares. How do I know this? Because we learn in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, the simple fact that He does care for you. Brethren, when the storms of life come upon you, don't become overcome with fear, as the disciples did in this account, and feel like the Lord doesn't care. But rather be mindful of the fact that faith is the answer to fear. Do you know that? You see, we just sung a hymn a few moments ago, "Faith is the victory." And indeed, faith is the victory that has overcome the world for us as Christians. But we also need to be mindful of the fact that faith is the answer to fear. You see, although it is a natural reaction to become overcome by fear in an uncertain circumstance that comes upon us without warning. We need to be reminded of the fact that it is because of being overcome by fear that most people lose their faith. Do you know that? That's the leading cause to why most people lose faith in the storms of life. Because they become overcome by fear. But we must not have that spirit of fear. And we must recognize that we have the benefit of knowing that we do have the victory in Christ Jesus. We must remember that we should always strive to live accordingly with an attitude of victory over fear, regardless of the storms along the way. Knowing that we've been assured of the victory. We've been assured that we are going to cross over to the other side if we keep the faith. Remember that. Understand that. And when the storm of life comes upon you, don't become overcome with fear. And know that the Lord does care about you. But I also suggest to us that when the storm is raging on around us, we need to be mindful of the need to put our trust in the Lord to deliver us. I want us to notice, going back to the text there in Mark chapter 4, in verses 38 through 39. Notice, who did the disciples put their trust in? You see that? Who did they put their trust in to deliver them from the storm? The Lord. They went to Jesus. They awoke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And what did he do? Verse 39. He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And what was the result? The wind ceased and there was a great calm. Valuable lesson there for you and I, brethren. Just as the disciples put their trust in the Lord in the midst of this storm, just as they had confidence that he was able to deliver them from it, we too need to do the same. When the storm is raging on around us, don't get mad at God. Don't lose your faith, confidence, and trust in God. But keep your focus upon God, as we talked about earlier. And trust in him to deliver you from the storm. You see, brethren, I do not necessarily know what kind of storm may be upon you this very day. I don't know exactly what each and every one of you are going through right now. I venture to say, and I do know there are some of us here today who are dealing with storms of life. I know that. And I don't know how furious the storm is that you're dealing with in your life. I don't know how your faith is holding up during that storm. But I do know this. If you put your trust and confidence in the Lord, he is able to deliver you from that storm. You see, as we talked about earlier, the Lord is greater than any storm that will ever come upon us. And he has the power to deliver us from the storms that come upon us, no matter how great they may be. And that takes us right into our next point. And that point being, when the storm comes upon you, never forget the Lord our God is in control, and that he has the power to calm the storm. Again, going back there to the text, we see there in verse 39 that when Jesus was awakened from his sleep, he arose and he rebuked the wind and the sea and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Simply put, here we learn that the Lord is in control. He's in control of every aspect of life. Even nature listens to and obeys him. Think about that. You see, that is a great testament to just how powerful the Lord truly is. And we need to be mindful of the fact that the Lord, he is in control of all. And he has all power. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing is impossible for God. And brethren, I want you to remember that as you go through the storms of life. No matter how furious the storm may be that comes upon you, remember, the Lord is in control. And remember, he has all power and is able to calm any storm. Hold on to that. Remember that. And keep in mind the fact that although he may not make all your troubles go away or disappear, although the Lord may not make all your troubles go away or disappear, we need to be mindful of the fact that genuine faith is that of understanding that the storms of life are natural. They're inevitable aspect of this life. But we need to know that no matter what happens, we are assured of eternal life, which is to come if we keep the faith in the midst of the storm. Remember that. Don't question God in the midst of the storm. God, why'd you do this to me? Why am I going through this? Remember, God knows what's best. He knows what you can handle. He is in control. And only he has all power to calm the storm. But I also want us to be reminded of the fact that when the storms of life come upon us, that we need to remember that the storm will eventually cease and that there will be again a great calm. We see that here in this account, don't we? In this account that we've been discussing this morning here in Mark chapter 4, we've learned that there was a great windstorm that came upon the disciples. But we also see that eventually a storm ceased. And again, there was a great calm. Application for you and I. Every storm will eventually run out of rain. Remember that, brethren. Remember that every storm will eventually run out of rain. No matter how great that storm may be that is upon you, no matter how furious the wind and the waves of that storm may be, that storm is just temporary. And it will eventually run out of rain. And there will again be a great calm. You see, we need to be mindful of that. We need to remember to allow our faith to sustain us through the storm. For as we have discussed and as we have sung, our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Therefore, do not give up. Don't give in. Don't let go in the midst of the storm. But keep on keeping on, knowing that greater is on the way. Knowing that peace is on the way. And brethren, I want you to remember one thing. If we keep the faith, That storm may rage on throughout the end of our time on this life. But there is going to be peace on the way. If not in this life, then in the life to come. If we keep the faith in the midst of the storm. Once more, do not lose faith in the midst of the storm, but rather always be one who keeps the faith when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed. And press on with an attitude of victory over fear, regardless of the storm along the way. Maybe there is one here this morning who has not yet submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will. You too can have that hope of eternal life with God who cannot lie, promised before time began, by submitting yourself in obedience to the Lord and His will. You have heard the Word of God. And if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the one true living God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins today. You can turn from sin and turn to God. And you can confess Jesus Christ before men. And you can be baptized this very hour for the remission of your sins. And you too can have that hope of eternal life. And may we remember, as we talked about this day, the need to keep the faith. The need to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promised in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one here this morning who has been overcome by the storms of life. Maybe you've turned your back on the Lord. Maybe you've strayed from that straight, narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins. You're encouraged to confess them to God and ask Him for His forgiveness. And you're encouraged to repent and to get back on that straight, narrow that leads to life this very hour. And if you'd like a list of the prayers of the saints on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this morning who'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever your name may be, won't you let that need be made known now while we stand and sing the song, Max is Selected.